Today, I'm rocking the suburbs.
And so it's that time once again where I'm going to count down my personal opinion of my top whatever albums of a given year, because the world is just dying to know.
It's Rockin' the Suburbs. Hi, everybody. I am Patrick Foster, and on behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to Tuesday edition of our January countdown of the previous year's best of, as chosen by our listeners. A big thanks go out to everybody who contributed. We've got two more picks today, and I think you're going to enjoy these picks. One of them, I'll give you a little heads up, veers off into slightly different territory, so we're going to combine a best of pick with a little bit of listener feedback from an earlier episode, and I hope you got the chance to listen to the episode that our first caller today is going to reference, because it was really, really quite entertaining, if I do say so ourselves. I didn't have much to do with that one, so that's probably the reason it came out so good. Anyway, without further ado, we're going to get the cassette tape all threaded up here, rewound to the beginning, and we're going to hit play on these calls, and afterwards I'll wrap up the selections, just so everybody knows, and we are putting all these together on a playlist, so we're going to share that out with you for your listening pleasure. All right, reaching over to hit play on the tape button. Here is our next selection, a best of 2022.
Hey, Jim and Patrick, and all out there in Rockin' the Suburbs land. I'm recording this as I'm walking my dog in the middle of the Weird Al episode, but that reminded me to call in, and I have a comment to make on that first, and then I'll go into my 2022 best ofs. Regarding the Weird Al movie, I saw it and loved it. My wife watched about half of it with me before she tapped out. It was a little too much for her, but I enjoyed it, thought it was very funny. And there was a weird sense of deja vu for me with one scene. The scene about the door-to-door accordion salesman was strangely, I lived part of that scene with just a slightly different outcome. But back in the day when I lived in Van Nuys, I don't know how old I was exactly, but a door-to-door accordion salesman came to my house. We invited him in. I don't know if my parents did, or I'm sure I didn't alone. So he was invited in, and they strapped on the accordion. And he wasn't selling accordions, but he was selling lessons. He was signing people up for lessons. And I remember it was this place called Milton Mann Accordion Studio. It was in Reseda, on Reseda Boulevard, and somehow the guy convinced me and my parents, and I signed up, and I took accordion lessons for at least a little while. Of course, there's a lot of traffic going by now before it was silent. Sorry about that. But we didn't buy an accordion, and no, my father didn't beat up the accordion salesman. He would never do that. But I actually took accordion lessons for a little while. That was my first of three failed experiences with musical instruments that proves that I have exactly no talent at all, at least musically. Anyway, from there, let's go to my picks for the top 10 of, or top album of 2022, also my top single. The top album, I'm going with Wet Leg. And, of course, Jay's Lounge was the best song of 2021. And I was so happy to see them, the gals, deliver an album that proved they weren't a one-hit wonder. And I did a top 10 list for my friends at Yahoo. And I wrote something that they are the most exciting duo since the White Stripes. And That's not just a bunch of hype. I believe that they're very, very fresh, very exciting. And, you know, the record, they have a sense of humor. They sound different. They have attitude. That song Wet Dream is one of my current faves at the moment. But I still got to listen to that record more. And I'm sure there's a lot more gems there, but I love it. Might be a little bit of a surprise for some. My top single of 2022 is Beyoncé's Break My Soul. It has a great groove. Played it at least a few times in my spin class. I just love the message. I love the groove, the samples. It's cool. It's got a little bit of everything. And check that out if you haven't already. And that's about it. Thanks, guys. Keep up the good work. Craig Rosen, out of here. Later. Bye.
Hey, Jim and Patrick, it's Keith Jacobson, longtime caller, longtime listener. I'm calling in with my top picks of 2022. Of course, it was another great year of music, which it always seems to be every year. There's a lot of things to choose from. From album of the year, a couple of my contenders for that, but that didn't quite make that, was Barty Strange with Farm to Table, Frank Turner and his album FTHC, And the supergroup duo Planes with Katie Crutchfield and Jess Williamson, their album I Walked With You A Ways was a great listen. But the one that I kept coming back to, and really it came out later in the year, but I listened to it a lot towards year end, is MJ Lenderman and his album Boat Songs. It's got it's really alt country, kind of fuzzy, humorous look at life, has some tremendous sports references with songs about Michael Jordan and his flu game, Dan Marino. I think there's also a song about the cage match in the WWE, but just, it's not all sports, by the way. I just bring those three up because they're kind of funny and top of mind, but it's really a very entertaining listen. He is the lead guitarist in the band Wednesday. This is his third solo album, but I think his first one properly recorded in an actual studio. I would say my favorite song on it, actually, though, is You Have Bought Yourself a Boat. So give that a listen if you guys haven't heard it. I have a feeling somebody else might choose that album, but we'll see. And then on to Song of the Year. And I'm going to go with Father John Misty and his song Goodbye, Mr. Blue. It's kind of a sad song. Reminds me a little bit of maybe some Harry Nilsson songs. It's about a cat that he received from a former lover. They have broken up. And unfortunately, the cat passes away, and he's trying to reconnect with his previous lover. So I did get a chance to catch Father John Misty, as you heard on the super long Bourbon and Beyond episode just before Christmas. But he did play the Bourbon and Beyond Fest. Really great performer. Really enjoyed it. Actually, his album, I will say, I didn't like it upon first listen. I really liked that single, Goodbye, Mr. Blue. But the whole album, which is called Chloe and the Next 20th Century, I wasn't too convinced on. But after seeing it perform live, I've become a big fan of it. So I just want to say big thanks to you guys, Jim and Patrick, the interns. Big thanks to everybody that participates in Rockin' the Suburbs Radio. It's a lot of fun for me as the general manager to sort of run it. Yes, it's a little bit of work, but it's fun work. And I like having an outlet for all of you, and that I get to learn everybody's different personalities and their different likes in the music. So if you haven't given a listen to Rockin' the Suburbs Radio, why haven't you? Check it out over at suburbsradio.com or download the iOS or Android apps. All right, thanks again, Jim and Patrick. Looking forward to a great 2023.
This may be the last time, last time I put on my shoes. Go down to the corner and buy the damn cat the expensive food. That Turkish Angora's about the only thing left of me and you. Early this morning, he started making sounds that say, don't the last time come too soon. One down, eight to go, but it's no less true. Don't the last time come too soon. This may be the last time.
All right, many thanks to Keith Jacobson and Craig Rosen, both scholars and gentlemen. And so happy to know those guys. I really am. They just have enhanced everything about this project so much. And as Keith mentioned, Rockin' the Suburbs Radio, you should be tuned in there every day. We've got apps, iOS or Android, that you can download. And just so many talented people sharing all kinds of diverse musical viewpoints on that radio station. So make sure to tune in. I do a little show myself every Monday and Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. So make sure to catch that if you can. And Keith with the Sunday Papers every Sunday morning. It's the way to go. Whether your Sunday morning's coming down or going up, it's great. Let's recap what we heard. So we started the whole thing off with Wet Leg. That was Craig Rosen's choice for Album of the Year. And we heard Wet Dream from the self-titled record. It came out on the Domino label in 2022. His Song of the Year pick was Beyoncé with Break My Soul from the Renaissance record. That was out on Parkwood and Columbia in 2022. Keith went with Boat Songs by MJ Lenderman. And we heard You Have Bought Yourself a Boat, and that was on the Dear Life label. And finally, we heard Father John Misty with Goodbye, Mr. Blue, from his Chloe and the Next 20th Century record, which was issued on Sub Pop in 2022. Thank you guys very, very much. Got a couple more picks coming up tomorrow that I think you're going to enjoy very, very much. I want to remind everybody that they can follow Rockin' the Suburbs on the social medias, at Suburbs Pod. And remember, folks,
if you're glad or sad or high, call the Suburban Party Line.
And that number is 612-440-1984. And you can find anything you need over at suburbspod.com. All right, with that, we're going to wrap up for today. And on behalf of Jim Linehan, I am Patrick Foster, and we will talk to you guys with more picks tomorrow.
Long time caller, long time listener.